T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi there, and thanks for joining us at KMBZ.com for another Person of the Week.
Just over 9 minutes to go in this quarter. They need to score on this drive.
Super Bowl 53 is Sunday, and the Kansas City Chiefs are nowhere to be seen. So close, but now waiting on next year.
But it hasn't always been that way. There was a time when the Chiefs were no strangers to the biggest of big games.
They didn't call it the Super Bowl the first time. It was a championship game. And we were running around trying to figure out what's going on, you know.
That first big game ever, Chiefs and Packers. And it didn't work out so well for the good guys. The Packers won that first meeting 35-10, but it sure did set the stage for so much to come.
We played that first Super Bowl, and nobody knew it was going to be turned out to be like it is now.
All these years later, the Super Bowl looks a little different, and so does one of the guys who was there for that first big game, Chiefs linebacker Bobby Bell.
Bobby Bell's football career started on a 6-man North Carolina high school team. He was halfback, then quarterback, switched to defense in college at Minnesota, where he was part of a national championship team, a Rose Bowl winning team, even finished third in Heisman voting.
And his pro career was spent with the Chiefs, where he gives a lot of credit to the coach, Hank Stram, who he says was ahead of his time.
Everything that we did, they didn't think it would work. All the other people thought we were doing crazy stuff. But Coach was really before his time. He came up with different defense. He came up with different offense.
And the game changed because of it. You could see it in the reactions from the other teams.
I mean, they didn't know what was going on. And they said, it won't work. It won't work. But that's what happened. The game has changed completely to what he was doing.
Sounds a little bit like this year, doesn't it? Every now and then, a player comes along who changes everything.
That's the real deal. He's been training for this a long time.
And you know what kid he's talking about.
He's well-spoken, and he got his head on straight, you know. He loves the game. He wants the knowledge of it. He's got the world right now. I mean, everywhere I travel, you know, that's all they talk about. Where did they find this kid?
Turns out, before Patrick Mahomes took the league by storm, he took time to talk and listen to Bell and the others who came before him.
Bobby was telling us he was asked to talk to Patrick Mahomes before he started up with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Danan Hughes is a retired Chief.
Mark Donovan and Andy Reid, Brett Veach, and even all the way up to Clark Hunt, they've always embraced the former Chiefs still being connected to the organization, still being an influence, a positive influence on the guys that come in.
And he says there may be no more positive an influence than Bobby Bell.
Humble, very unassuming, until you sit down and talk with him and you realize, wow, he's one of the greatest linebackers to ever play the game.
Bell, a Pro Football Hall of Famer, says he owes a lot to the game. But ask him what he's most proud of, and his answer may surprise you.
I think the top of my pyramid is I promised my dad that I'd get my degree, going back to 74 and getting my degree.
At 74 years old, he went back and got his college degree.
I promise you, and all the awards on the board, you know, the Hall of Fame, the Super Bowl, the Rose Bowl, the National Championship, I think that's his top of the pyramid. I hold that up higher than anything.
That's a big deal when you consider that just 3 years after that Chiefs team played in the original championship game, Bell and his teammates were back.
And then we still was underdog, you know. And, you know, we had that year that Lenny Dawson was our quarterback, but he didn't play in 7 games. and we end up going to the Super Bowl.
Going to and winning the Super Bowl. Bobby, along with Len Dawson, Fred Arbanis, Willie Lanier, and so many more. Super Bowl IV saw the Chiefs beat Minnesota 23-7 and become the only Chiefs team to win that biggest of games.
So until the current generation can return to the glory of almost five decades past, we choose Bobby Bell and the other players of that first Chiefs Super Bowl winning team as our Persons of the Week. If you know somebody who should be Person of the Week, please let us know. Send an email to ej at kmbz.com or ellen at kmbz.com. And we'll see you Monday through Friday, 5 to 10, on News 98.1 KMBZ.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.